This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday welcomed U.S. plans to deploy more troops to Europe and said NATO is considering sending additional battle groups to the southeastern part of its alliance amid tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border. Stoltenberg told reporters that while NATO is preparing for the possibility that Russia may take military action, NATO remains ready to engage in meaningful dialogue and find a diplomatic resolution to the crisis. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Thursday that the U.S. deployment is heightening tensions in the region. The United States and other Western allies have been preparing economic sanctions to level against Russia in hopes of persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin to pull back the more than 100,000 troops Russia has near the border. Russia has denied Western suspicions that it plans to invade Ukraine. Thursday's exercises, which Stoltenberg said would continue until February 20th, involved live fire, according to images released by the Belarusian defense minister. They also showed fighter jets in the sky and tanks firing and maneuvering. Russia said Thursday it's shutting down the operations of state-funded German broadcaster Deutsche Welle in Moscow and stripping the staff of their accreditation. The measure comes in response to Germany banning Russian broadcaster RT within German borders. Moscow said it would stop the German channel being broadcast in Russia and start proceedings that would see it declared a foreign agent. That's a designation that carries a negative Soviet-era connotation. The Russian Foreign Ministry also said it would bar entry to Russia for German officials who were involved in the move to ban.